The Lord's Resistance Army is a brutal ragtag rebel army that has devastated northern Uganda since 1986. As a result, forced many people, especially in the Acholi sub-region, into camps known as the Internally Displaced People's Camps, IDPs. Their method of operating, through abduction of innocent civilians, has destroyed to a certain extent the socio-economic setting of the Acholis in northern Uganda. However, in the past 2 years, a combination of peace negotiations and the government's pursuit of the rebels has forced them to relocate to the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Central African Republic, thereby creating a new era of peace in the northern part of the country. Many IDPs have been shut down, meaning people have returned to their original homes to restart their lives. To try to help them resettle and rebuild their lives is a non-governmental organization, New Dawn Foundation. New Dawn's main means of operating is through soccer, as they have set up a football club to absorb talented soccer players from the region who can earn a living through their talent. The soccer team plays in the lower second-tier league of Uganda, termed as the Northern Region. Robert Oboth is the head of the organization.
This football club was formed to help these people rebuild their life. Many of the football players do not have an employment and keep occupied as they play here.
As the organization New Dawn tries to engage the entire public, they also organize outdoor TV broadcasts of select football tournament matches. The next edition of the African Cup of Nations to be played in Luanda, Angola, and the 2010 World Cup to take place in South Africa are some of the events that will be broadcast to the public at their premises in Gulu, northern Uganda. Robert Oboth says the locals are touched by such tournaments.
Many people will support Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Nigeria because they have players they like and play entertaining football.
But Robert Oboth appeals for financial assistance to help run the organization and for it to achieve its objectives. He says this is to maintain the club structures and pay or scout for players. A local supporter of the club, James Opio, dreams of the day Ugandan international David Obua, who plays for Hearts in the Scottish Premiership and comes from this region, will throw his weight behind the organization. So, for many northern Ugandans who have been traumatized by the war that seems to have ended now, they seek solace in either playing or watching soccer. For 2010 Assignment B, I'm Chris Otim.